What is going on, everybody? Welcome to season two of Writing with the Horrific Network. I am Director Jimmy, and I am your guide through season two. We will be doing haunt attractions that are open year-round. So whether it is a full screen park, like here we are at Fright Sanity, or if it is just a couple houses that are housed within a normal amusement park. These are all attractions that have lasted and have been open year-round and have entertained a lot of people over the course of, you know, really the pandemic, but even outside of the pandemic, everyone who likes to game here on Roblox. Now, season two, different areas of scoring, scare zones, houses, set design, and scare factor, along with if there is a ride or attraction incorporated within the park, we will judge that like we would a normal theme park. But already, the main entrance into Fright Sanity is pretty cool. At some point, they're going to do a show, but then when you come into the ride or the haunted house attraction, posters, obviously really cool, and then the front plaza here is also, you know, like pretty dang cool, man. So, the front plaza, Main Street, whatever you would want to call it, I'm going to give a solid 8 out of 10 to. The first one we are going to do house-wise, I think they actually moved Crypt out of here. Deep within the cursed woods, a graveyard church has a crypt, the final resting place for many souls, resting many ghosts. As we enter into Crypt, a lot of them have these Fright Sanity mazes. They have their own, like, soundtrack, which is pretty impressive. So we wait for this to tick down. I think that, and here we go. The other thing that it makes you do, a lot of the houses make you do, is enter first person, which is not a bad thing. We're always in first person. And we're now entering into the old graveyard, and it is creepy looking already. Look at how the grass is moving. Like, the attention to detail, like it's a windy night. I always loved being inside, but made to feel like you're outside. And now we're in this church. And oh my god, the cross is freaking turning upside down. And a demon just took the kid, or whoever that is. And now we're outside, and it looks like we're about to actually enter one of the statues. Grave markers just popped out. It looks like we're about to actually enter the crypt. There's There's like dilapidated skeletons and stuff walking through here. Oh shit. It's like a zombie character. It's a situation in itself that like... And we're in this room. Casket with an angel over it. And a demon or something just popped out of that casket. And we're coming down another long corridor. Like knights. Like medieval looking knights. One of them popped out. And now we're in wooden, like, vampire-like caskets. This is interesting. It's like a hall of... mirrors, and a skeleton just popped out at us. Another skeleton. I was lost there for a minute, but I think we found on the way out another skeleton in our face out of a boo hole. And this is like animal skulls, bunch of different stuff. There's that demon. Now we're even like further. Another like vampire looking skeleton demon thing. Now we're like in a catacomb. We are on podcasting, you know, on the podcast channel as well as the show, just so everyone's aware is why I'm trying to describe what we're seeing on the video version. Holy smokes. Damn, that demon just popped from the ceiling, and now we are back outside. Another one of the tombstone statues. Still can't. I'm gonna give an 8 out of 10 to just because. No, I'm gonna give it a 9 because everything else other than the mirror room was really well done. Scare factor, I will give a 7 to. I mean, it is a virtual haunted house. It's gonna take something pretty significant to actually scare. But a 7 is really like a 10. In between both of those, scare factor and set design is an 8, and I feel like that is a fair way to start off. We are now doing the exact same thing for Cursed Woods, which the difference being this is our first scare zone we are about to walk into. So let's check it out, the Cursed Woods. And I'm just, before we actually walk into Curse Woods, I want to see something. Okay, so Curse Woods, when we were doing, and there's a werewolf in this green, like, swamp street, like, they are up in our face. When we tested to get everything ready for season two, the werewolves were not in our face preliminary testing pre-production. Like, those werewolves got up in our face this time. Yeah. All of them. Each one went off on us. And so, this Cursed Woods set design, I mean, it's pretty cool for what the theme is. I'm going to give it a... an 8. Scare factor? I mean, they're all coming at us, right? Like, they're doing the best they can. Like, I was a little late, but we'll give them a 6. Overall, though, I don't think this is a 7. I think this is an 8. Like, this is pretty well put together. We are going to go into the asylum. It's our second house. Asylum Insanity Unleashed. Here is your backstory for what you're going to hear here. A recent semi-abandoned asylum that has been host to some unfortunate events. Previous patients of the asylum decided to return and make the place the home again, but they aren't the kindest patients, and you decided to enter out of curiosity. Not the best idea. So you're checking it out almost like a ghost hunter or something, only to find this hospital looks pretty dope. So we are outside of what it almost looks like the hospital to American Horror Story. And we walk in, and there's a dead body at the reception desk. He looks gnarly. Like, he's been beheaded and blood is squirting. Oh shit, and there's the inmate. I killed him and now his cell door's opening up. And walking down the cell. Oh shit, there's another. Same guy at the end of the hall. And smeared in something says help us, and this lady in this hospital bed is freaking out. I've never were in a hall, like a room that has sheets as partisans, and I've always hated it. I've hated it at Ultimate Terror Scream Park. I don't like it now because it makes it very uncomfortable that something's right on the other side, and we now are in a padded room. Just watching this dude have a fucking meltdown. It's kind of gnarly. You just sit there and watch a character, even though he's just a character. One of the inmates has a puffy... He has like a puffy shirt on. He looks like a pirate. Oh, damn. Now we're in the morgue. And a guy just popped out of the morgue. Out of the slab table. More sheets. Jesus. It's kind of legitimately freaky. There's the pirate guy again. Tight black pants, puffy shirt. There's a dude above us. Now it's boxes instead of sheets. Oh shit, the pirate guy just came down from the ceiling. Now we're into a surgery room. The doctor has this guy split open to the spinal cord. You can see his spinal cord. Another sheet. Pirate guy. Damn, and now we're outside. We've made it out of the asylum. It's kind of a cool visual. One of the guys, one last scare popping out of the bushes. So asylum here, you know, I'm torn on a lot of the scores for this one just because I feel like it's the scariest thing we've done so far. So I'm actually going to give it an 8 as far as scare factor. Set design though, I feel like there were a lot of hallways. So Crypt got a 9 set design. I think this deserves like an 8, because what it had, it was good, and overall, I, along with Crypt, think that it deserves an 8 out of 10. It was scarier than Crypt, but the set design was not as good as Crypt, so they tie. And overall, everything is an 8 right now. The Cursed Woods is an 8. And we're outside, and we're coming to another house, Murderous Minds. The year is 1948. A team of miners sent to create a mine for gold recently found in the area have gone missing. And the reason is unknown. As you enter the scare maze, you'll be taking the role of a member of a rescue team sent to look for the miners that went down into the caves below. The fictional town of Fearum, however, this rescue mission would not turn out how it was supposed to. So we're going under this fictional town into the murderous mines to try to help these rescue these miners as part of a rescue team. And I really like this, how it just automatically goes into first person. And now we are Fearum Industrial Mining Facility, so here we go. One of the miners just popped out at us. Like on a entering a deeper cave that says turn back, blinking red lights. Part of the cave, there's boxes and shit. The miners are, the chosen noise that they're making is really unnerving. like I really uncomfortable. And now, damn, is this supposed to be like the town of Fearum right here? Some kind of Fearum shit. Black guy just like bungee jumped. Got super disoriented there for a minute. Now we're walking down this long brick hallway and it's like now we're in this huge room and it's like what I guess hell would be. But nothing is really happening. One of the giant figures, that's like these statues, just moved, kinda. There's a throne that we just walked under, but again, like nothing. A lot of simulation of fire. Now we're in a brick room. It says fear. Completely black. I'm just following these arrows. And we're in this room that's completely black, but the tunnel is lit in these white lights, and there's these blank figures that are just into script characters, and now we're in a room where a huge spider just jumped out at us. Now we're in a what I could really call a hell room again. Okay, so Murderous Mind, set design, sadly, I gave a 5 to. It's because there's a lot of hallways with nothing going on. Scare factor, because of the noise that some of them made, it was very unnerving, though. I'm going to actually give the scare factor like a 6. House overall, I'll give a 6 too. We are about to walk into one of the, I think, best ideas. Ghost Town. And so here we are. A Western ghost town. And look who what the scare actors are. They're ghosts. Let's try to see how many of the scare actors will actually engage us. Guy still did not. Interesting. So, set design, it's very empty in the middle, but the fact that they're actual ghost scare actors, I love. So I'm gonna give the set design a 7. The scare factor, they were interactive with us for the most part, but that guy messed up twice. These ones over here are doing pretty well, pretty good job. So I'm going to say a 6 because it's only half full, and one of them didn't even do what that was there. Overall, Scare Zone, though, the concept is so cool that I will give it a 7. And this is something new. I haven't seen this stage before. So that's interesting. A maze that is forthcoming. Gideon's meatpacking plant Saw Let the Games Begin as an original maze themed to the first 6 movies, featuring some of the most iconic Saw at Halloween Horror Nights was always a favorite of mine. The Saw Escape Room from Las Vegas this past Halloween Haunt Tour was one of my favorites as well. The first movie that we will do a meetup since coronavirus is Spiral. I love Saw. So we are in the bathroom. There's Pig Saw. We're in the razor room, and the guy is cut up. Amanda's Bear Trap Room. Amanda in the chair. We're now. There's Pig Saw again. Oh, damn. Now we're in like another bear trap scene, that Iron Mask scene. And he's like freaking out. And Jigsaw, Billy the puppet, is on a video screen. Pig Saw again. Empty room with just some gears and shit. We're in the furnace room. It's Robbie and Billy. Oh, damn, the glass box scene. That's intense, dude. Another Pig Saw. Jeez. This guy's like in a classroom, just all meat hooked out. It's like Hellraiser. And he's animated, he's not stagnant. I wish all of them were animated. Damn, another Pig Saw. Now we're in Jigsaw's room. Saw 3. This is our, I believe, Saw 3. Another one. Oh shit, the rack. And he's actually moving. He's actually breaking. Holy smokes. The animated scenes. Look at these guys. They're like chained to in the neck into some kind of grinder or something. That's intense. I don't remember this scene. I need to watch the movies again. Damn, Pit and the Pendulum. The animated scenes are pretty intense, man. Oh shit, whiff pigsaw. Yeah, that's pretty perfect. This is dope. Wait, another pig saw flames over the top words. Like, you're just going through several scenes in the movie. It seems like it's kind of giving up. Just random scenes. Back alleyways, random pig saw. A dude in a cage. Billy. Like, wore itself out towards the second half of the thing, but it had some really good animated parts. For not all the parts being animated and the second half, I say an 8 out of 10 for set design. The stuff that was fully done was awesome. Scare factor, I'm gonna say a 7. House overall, I'm gonna say an 8. Walking through the carnival scare zone now. The Fright Sanity Fright Spectacular. So we go into carnival. Is something that maybe at some point, as well as Funhouse of Freaks. So Funhouse of Freaks looks further along than that other maze that said coming soon. I mean, this looks okay, but there's no scare. We're about to get on the roller coaster. By the way, the coaster doesn't stop. We are on it, though. And that was nothing. Like, that was literally, you go up a little hill and you go around one corner and then through some lights on another corner. Okay, so hold on here. Carnival set design. I actually give a set design of an 8. Like, it looks cool in here. Scare factor, though, is 0. I've never given something a 0 before, but there's no scare factor here. There's no one scaring anyone. It is not scary in here. Overall, I give the whole zone 5 out of 10. I could have gone 4 out of 10, but I won't be a complete asshole by giving it a 0 that I already am, but it deserves a 0. There's no one scaring here. The roller coaster, I also will give a 5 out of 10 to. Another maze, unmarked maze. So two completely unmarked mazes. Saying coming soon. And we're now into the main hub again. And we're walking into the Inferno Scare Zone. It's supposed to be like walking into hell, I believe. Demon just popped out. It's all rocks. There's a merchandise stand in here. It houses the Five Nights at Freddy house, which we'll do last. So, one demon. The aesthetic is kind of cool, I guess. We're about to go to Fright Manor, though. So for Inferno, Scare Zone overall a 6. Set design I gave a 6. Scare factor I gave a 2. Why did I give it overall a 6? It has a ride. And it has the merchandise stand. So kind of compensating and saying, you know what, like, startled me. Now we're the creator of Fright Manor. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the gameplay experience in this ride. But seeing what we're seeing, it does look pretty good. demon popping out behind the bookcase. There she is again. Now we're just like dove above us, the other demon from the Crypt Ride. That was like an homage to the Crypt Ride. Cursed Woods. This is like an homage to Cursed Woods scare zone here. Lava and stuff, it's almost like an homage to the Inferno. A huge dragon just popped out of nowhere. And we're now in a cave. It freaked me out. Into the spinning tunnel again, and we're done. We'd both probably be around like an 8. So overall, I give the ride an 8. That ride actually made me jump like twice. I thought that there were some good startle scares for a animated game. So there you go. We have one more house to do, and we will be done. If this park makes it into the top 4 and advances into the Season 5 tournament, I think they could be dangerous because they will have a lot more to offer, I feel like, in a few months. I don't like this music. Cantina music from Star Wars, man. And right away we got Bunny, Freddy, and Chica. The chicken is the most scary. This party room. Shit, Bunny just popped out of a boo hole. Went through a locker room. Oh shit, there's Freddy. Boo hole. This maze, there's not a whole lot. Now the color. Oh shit. I think we like transitioned into a new. Oh shit. A white wolf looking thing is terrifying. We're now like in an air duct into another birthday room. Bunny, that actually startled me. Damn, that thing's huge. This is like a sentimental favorite haunted house. But like, I'm not saying a whole lot because not a whole lot's going on. Like, there's a monster every once in a while. Like, Bunny just popped out of a video game console. To you who are listening to this. But this maze is not nearly as frightening as the other mazes that we've been through. Shit, that's pretty dope. But it does have some cool looking things. That's freaking terrifying. A doll character. She's another clown. So, set design actually pretty disappointing. I'm gonna give a 5 to it because the characters and stuff looked good, but it's disappointing. Scares also, I'm gonna give a 5 to the maze overall. I'll just say 5. It's kind of disappointing. Alright, so here we are in the main plaza. We're going to calculate the final two components. So far, Scare Zone 6.5. Special Attraction 6.5. Scare Factor 6. And lastly, calculating the set design, which will probably be its highest score because Fright Sanity does look awesome. It's actually a 6.5, so actually House is the highest category, scoring category, with a 7. three 6.5s. They get 32.5 out of 50 for an overall score of 65. 65 was the exact score I got when we did pre-production on season 2. So that tells you, man, Fried Sanity is meant to be a score of 65 in this first terminate, at least. So they set the pace at 65. Next week we will be at Hour of Terror Scream Park and see what they do. We will be back. Thank you for watching or listening, and visit Fright Sanity Scream Park, especially this upon the airing of this show or into the fall, because they are a haunt season must. Really, really good work. But we'll be back next week from Hour of Terror.